And tonight we have Sister Heather Lee, who's a wonderful singer, sacred music singer, and along with her husband Kim, Kim and Heather produce many CDs. They do a lot of performances internationally, and we have Heather here tonight because after Peace of Mind, she's going to be performing in Pushkar as a sacred music festival in Pushkar. And so we have her for a few days, and tonight she'll be singing and performing the music of Hildegard von Bingen. Does anyone not know Hildegard's music? Most people would know it. So without further ado, and she will have an accompanied by Brother David to do some innovation on Om Shanti, is the way I've been asked to describe them. And just as a picture paints a thousand words, a performer paints a thousand words for you. So if I could invite Sister Heather and Brother David.
Hi, everyone. So to start off this little recital, I'm going to sing some chants of Hildegard von Bingen. She was born in 1098, and she was a yogi, a composer. She was the first woman in history that wrote for the woman's voice much higher. And she was a cosmologist and a feminist and an all-round wonderful person. And so I'm going to do some of her readings and her chants, and then I'm going to go on to a beautiful Sanskrit chant about the divine energy in us all, and then I'm going to do a Hebrew chant, and then I'm going to do a little chant by Tagore, Rabindranath Tagore, the Bengali poet. And then to finish it, David and I are going to do an improvisation on Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you.
The soul surrounds the human body with flesh and blood to fulfill its function. Just as the blowing of the wind ripens fruit on earth. We recognize God through our fiery soul, and our body functions through the sacred spirit. The soul is the lady of the house. God has formed the human body only that the soul may live in it. No one can see the soul as no one can see God. The soul creates the thoughts of God and places them into our heart. The soul nourishes, regenerates. Though not of flesh and blood, it serves them. The soul is from God. Body and soul exist as a work of God. Everywhere, in every respect. Holy Spirit is Caritas, a female figure who came to Hildegard in repeated visionary experiences. Caritas is the divine feminine energy that can bring peace and love to all. This is an energy that is divine, fiery, omnipresent, and imbued with virtue. A force that can help the mortal to soar to the heavens, beyond their bodies, into the cosmos. This is a beautiful traditional Indian chant written by Sri Aurobindo, Bengali. Thank you. Do three ohms together. three ohms together. Thank you, everyone, for being part of it.
Om Shanti. Our beautiful sister Heather has a great deal of breath power, doesn't she? And it left me breathless. How about you? Oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much, Heather. Oh. Did you feel as you were listening that the soul was completely captivated and it's almost like your body was dead weight? Did you feel that? It's like you weren't aware of your body. My body felt like lead. Yeah? But the soul was captivated. Did you experience that? Yes? Two of you did. Anyone else? Yes, okay. So I would say that was quite a spectacular meditation experience, actually, because what Heather's voice did, the vibrations of the voice, but especially the vibrations of that soul, she was so concentrated, and she was singing with love, and she was very connected. So the vibrations carried us, the soul, up, 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 until we were vibrating at a very high frequency, a frequency higher than the material world. Yes? We call that meditation here. That's Raj Yoga meditation, in essence. Soul is having a singing experience. Body is still. Yeah? Very beautiful demonstration of meditation for us. So, we would like to finish the evening between now and 7:30 with a little bit of movement. Now that our bodies have been dead weight for half an hour, we will move them a little bit, since we are souls who live in bodies. So we'll move our body for a little bit to do a reflection on our day and our experience. And then we will end the evening before our meal, our evening meal, with a beautiful meditation conducted by our brother Michael, who is sitting here with me. So we will ride the vibrational waves created by Sister Heather for this last half hour. And then I believe you will have an early bed. Does that seem like a good idea? Okay. All right. So if all of you would stand up now, please, we will do 5 or 10 minutes of gentle yogic movement and a little bit of conversation. So could you just reacquaint yourself with your body? Just say hello. Ah, yes, there you are. Move it just a little bit. In any way that feels right for you, can be up, can be down, can be anywhere you want, but just acquaint yourself again with your body. Hello, body, you have carried me all day. I love you. Yeah? Now, I'm going to ask you to stand with your feet shoulder width apart. And I would like you to rock back and forth on your feet. Back and forth. So you almost lose balance forward and almost lose balance back. Back and forth. Test the limit of your physical balance. Okay? And then I would like you to stop. And I would like you to find center, stable, balance. Hold that posture. I'd like you to imagine your feet are stable on the earth. And you are standing like a tower. At the very top of a lighthouse, a tower, is a light. Here is the light, behind the forehead, between the eyes. I'm going to ask you, we're going to do a little reflection on our day. I'm going to ask you to turn your head, leading with the light, like a lighthouse. Turn your head as far as you can to the left. But leave your body facing forward as far as you can turn your head and look back. Hold it. I would like you to look back on your journey here to Mount Abu. It is behind you. Remember the moment that you got on a plane, on a bus, on a train, in a taxi, in a car. And you found your way up this mountain. Look back at that journey now. It is behind you. I'd like you to just smile at that journey, whatever bumps, whatever obstacles, whatever delights, and turn your head very slowly forward to the front, leading with the light, center of the forehead, light of the soul, is the light in this tower. The lighthouse. Now I would like you to turn, using the light to lead, to the right. Turn your head slowly, gently, all the way as far as you can to the right. And I would like you to look behind you at your experience since you have arrived at Mount Abu. From a taxi to reception, many forms, a bit of confusion, some fatigue, a nice little bag with a program, a room, a bed, a shower, a cup of tea. And I would like you to remember your journey since you have arrived. This too now is in the past, but the very recent past. Smile at that journey from the moment of arrival to this moment as you turn your head, leading with the light back to the front, slowly, gently, until body and soul are both aligned, facing forward. Now I am going to ask you three questions to reflect on your experience of today. First question, what has inspired you since you have arrived? Take 20 seconds in your mind to answer that question. What has inspired you since you have arrived here? Close your eyes or open as you wish. Answer this question to yourself. And I would like you to find one word to summarize that. Find one word, the essence of what has inspired you since you arrived. One word only. You have? Turn to the person next to you and say one word only and listen to their word. back to the center, lighthouse standing tall. Second question. What has surprised you since arriving here at Mount Abu? What has surprised you? Eyes closed or open, 10 or 20 seconds to reflect. What has surprised you since arriving? And again, summarize with one word only. What has surprised you in one word? Have it? Okay, turn to the other side and tell that person one word and listen to their one word. And back to center, lighthouse standing tall. This is the final question, and then we will sit. And you will not share this question with anyone, except up. So this question is, what is the question that is beginning to form in your mind at this time? What is a question that is beginning to form in your mind at this time? And I will suggest about your own spiritual journey. Okay? So take a moment just to reflect. What is the question that is beginning to form in your mind about your own spiritual journey at this time? You have. So if you can just look up, taking your neck gently back as far as possible, look up to the unlimited, and then slowly look down with your hand on your heart. And wait for the answer in the next 6 days. Okay, so you can sit down.
So, I'm going to ask you to stand up again. I'm sorry. Please stand up. This is a special exercise that you can use, especially when you're waiting for a bus or a train, waiting in a traffic jam, waiting for the answers to come, as Judy described. And I'm going to ask, we're going to do one special meditation, and then we're not going to speak again, and you'll be invited for dinner. But I just want to ask you one or two things, because many people have asked about the open eye meditation. I would like to answer that with a question, and I can guarantee you will know the answer. Trust me, I'm an Aussie, right? And I want you to speak the answer. The eyes are the windows to... Okay, you can now leave. finish the retreat, you've got it. That's why we keep our eyes open, because we're learning a new way of communication. And it's called drishti. Some of you may have had this experience, but over the next 6 days, if you keep your eyes open, you'll be able to discover more about yourself and especially build your self-confidence. Because most communications these days, well, they help that you talk to your feet. Very few people look people in the eye. So this is a skill, this is something that we can do. And the other question is, raise your hands if you're a really crackerjack, fabulous meditator. Now don't put your hands up all at once. What about 50% meditation? What about 25%? Okay, a few more. Well, I've been practicing meditation for 44 years. I might get it one day. And if I was to say in the few minutes that we've got left together, you will be able to overcome the two big challenges to meditation. One is, this is what people tell us, is they can't relax properly and their mind's elsewhere. Now, nobody in this room would have that, of course, because you're peace of mind guests. But is this a familiar? You may have heard this. Okay. So in 3 minutes, we will 100% be able to overcome any physical things, and also to use the skills that you're not fully aware of yet to make your journey 100%. Okay? So what I'm going to ask you to do, just before we sit, is just a variation on what Judy began. We take a deep breath in through your nose and just raise your shoulders very gently, up like that, and then exhale. Do that once again. And exhale. And then turning the heads to the left and the right, Judy's already done. And one more breathing. Up. And then exhale. Stay very silent and gently sit down. And if you feel more comfortable with your eyes closed, please feel free for this exercise, or keep your eyes open. And do one more breathing. And then exhale. And begin to focus on your thoughts. And to do this, the best way, the accelerated way, is to hear your breathing. How many times a day do we breathe in and breathe out, even while we're asleep? Focus only on your breathing, because your breath is one of your great allies on your journey. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and follow your breath. Turn your thoughts inside to be with your breathing. And this way, you and I will leave the past where it belongs, which is in the past. We cannot do anything about the past except transform our attitude to it. And as Sister Judy said, to look forward. And meditation means simply to improve the quality of what I think about. And as I improve the quality of my thoughts, which is what you will all be hearing over the next 6 days, starting this morning, we have new things to think about. Things of a higher nature. And as I begin to practice using my thoughts, I connect with my breathing, and we begin the first step on the journey within. As I turn my thoughts, I follow my breath. I give myself permission, just for a few minutes, to relax. To begin to feel how quiet the experience of my mind has become. I just simply follow your breathing. Anyone that has practiced Hatha Yoga will be aware of the pranayama, the divine breath energy. I begin to feel my legs relax. My chest relax. Maybe some butterflies in my stomach fade away. And I begin to experience this Om Shanti, the peace that we have been told is our original experience. And one experience is it's like meeting an old friend. And by doing this simple exercise, the harmony that has perhaps been a little out of balance within begins to feel very natural. I feel drawn more and more within myself. My shoulders relax. My hands are relaxed. Now very gently bring the palms of your hands together as you would in prayer or devotion and say the word Namaste. Namaste can be translated that I acknowledge the light within you. Now remember a little while ago you said you were not very good meditators. How long, well I won't ask you, you've been meditating for 15 minutes. Do you believe that? And can you feel the atmosphere? Very light and gentle. You have created that by using your thoughts along the lines of which we described. So, I would like to thank you all for your time and your trust. Enjoy dinner, and we look forward to the rest of the journey. Om Shanti.